folks. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Now, here is Sharon Bronson, one of the longest-serving elected officials in all of Arizona. Welcome, Sharon, to our show. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, John, for having me and hosting.
Well, I'll tell you, we've never seen times like this. We never have. I was just looking at the numbers of the death toll in Tucson, over 300 dead. We've got 272 new deaths statewide, 2,082 deaths in all of Arizona. This is a terrible time for us. I'm wondering how this county, as you lead this board of supervisors, is going to deal with the economic fallout, let alone the death toll and the terrible tragedy of living in a time of pandemic. This is very serious business.
Yes, it's serious. And with all the information we're getting, it looks like this may be lasting till the end of the year. But having said that, we have a small business commission. We have a task force that is focused on how we do the economic recovery. And, of course, as always, we're going to rely on some Washington money. We need our governor to step up and help as well. So, you know, one day at a time is all I can say. Every day brings new information. And it is stressful, but we will get through it. And the way we will get through it is working together. It's not a zero-sum game. We all have to work together. Put on your mask. Shelter at home if you can. Support our local restaurants with takeout. But let's do it together.
My understanding is that the revenues of Pima County may be down as much as 25% to 30%. That's a huge chunk of money. There is some perhaps federal money, maybe some state money, but it's not going to be enough to put you back to where you were. These are going to be times that we're going to live through, perhaps even into 2021, that will show us with much less revenue than we've had to run Pima County in the past and in the present, for that matter.
No question about that. I guess if there's any silver lining in this is that the county is reliant on property tax. We don't have a sales tax. The cities and towns with sales tax are going to suffer more than we have. But we have been conservative in the things we have done. We have a reasonable fund balance that we can, you know, over the next 18 months use to move this forward. But again, we need the governor, we need the federal government to step up and to bring some revenues and resources into Arizona. We're one of the hardest hit states, and it's the curve is definitely not flattening.
You have been a champion of the Sonoran Desert plan, obviously the conservation plan that has saved so much of sensitive lands in southern Arizona. Yeah, as far as the Sun Corridor role, you've played in economic development all through the Sun Corridor. You've been a champion of economic development. Why run another term? You've been there a long time, and you should be on a sailboat in the Bahamas or someplace, but why another 4 years?
Yeah, I think at this point, I'm not sure anybody from Arizona is welcome anyplace else. And as you know, Europe has shut down. Now, instead of being in the Bahamas, I'd rather head north to Alaska.
There you go.
Or given our temperatures today.
Absolutely.
It's time to chill. But why am I running again? I'm running largely because my focus is economic development. As you know, I'm on the Sun Corridor board. I'm also on the Visit Tucson board. Reality time, if we don't grow our economy, if we don't fix our economy, we're not going to protect our precious desert resources like the Sonoran Conservation Plan. We're not going to bring some social equity. It really, if we're going to get out of this pandemic with a sense of hope, it's going to focus on making sure our economy recovers. And I have to say, because board, even with a Democratic majority, and especially with a Democratic majority, we have done the fiscally correct thing. We've put some money aside so that we had a good fund balance if there was a rainy day. Now, I wish it was raining now, but these are tough times. We have a fund balance, and I'm hopeful that in the next 18 months, we will be seeing the COVID piece go away, and we can get back to business as normal, although obviously it's going to be a new normal.
Obviously, too, you've been the Democratic majority because of your election all of these particular times since 1996. There are two very solid Democratic supervisor districts, and they will fall more than likely into the Democratic column again this time. But this is somewhat of a swing district, but you've battled Republicans and independents and Democrats alike for all these years. But you've been the key to a Democratic majority in the board. It's been a 3-2 board for a long, long time, hasn't it?
It has. And, again, swing vote. I don't care whether I'm the swing vote. I think you have to do the right thing, and you can't play zero-sum games. You need to bring everybody to the table. That's what I've been trying to do, and we are especially going to have to do this given the COVID pandemic. If we're not all in this together, we're not going to see the recovery. I don't know what else to say.
Richard Elias is gone. That's a terrible tragedy. You're going to miss him. We all are. Of course, Ali Miller is not running. So there'll be new faces on the board. How does that change the outlook for the next 4 years if you're elected?
You'll have to ask the new...
the new people, members. I guess, right.
Uh-huh. But I think that, again, I think we've got some good people running on both sides. Looking forward to working with whoever replaces Supervisor Elias. Clearly, he and I had a great relationship, and I miss him terribly, but, Resist Much Love was one of his favorite phrases. And I think at this point, again, the message is much love. We have to respect and understand others may be at risk. So everybody put that mask on, social distance, and if you can, just stay at home.
That's great advice. We'll talk again before the election, and I thank you so much for being on the show. You and I have talked about this. You were one of the first people that I interviewed when you were running the very first time back in 1996. We've had the show since 1989. For a very long time, 31 years, but you and I go back a ways here, so we've been around a while, haven't we?
We do. Yes, that was the first time I was interviewed, so
well,
I hope I got through it okay.
You got through it okay, and then finally caught on to it, and now you've done thousands since that time, but I thank you so much, and we both miss Emil Franzi so much. I wanted to mention that. You were so close to him, and so was I, and I think about him every time now, because he was such a political figure in Tucson, and now it's another political season, and I want to call him up and go, what do you think about that? What do you think about this? And he would be more than glad to tell me what he thinks at any time, but he's gone, and I miss him, so I wanted to mention him, because I know you were a friend of Emil's as well.
I miss him, too. It's my first campaign without him, and yes. As you know, when you call him up, you don't talk. You just listen.
That's true. I mean, that's so very true. Sharon, good luck on your campaign. We support you, and we ask others to do the same. We'll talk to you again here very soon, and congratulations on a tremendous history of political service to Southern Arizona. Thank you again for your work. Thank you.
Thank you so much, John. Bye.
You bet. Sharon Brunson, since 1996, a member of the Pima County Board of Supervisors.